This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. In a technology-driven world, electronic aggression appears to take on different characteristics than typical schoolyard bullying. In two studies, researchers compared electronic aggression to traditional bullying and adolescents' experiences with cyberbullying. In the first study, 18,000 adolescents, grade 8 through 12, shared experiences with physical, verbal, social, and cyberbullying as a bully and as a victim. Results showed that adolescents clearly distinguished a bully from a victim in traditional bullying. To study cyberbullying, 711 to 18-year-olds reported their experience of cyberbullying. The adolescents recalled the methods used for the aggressive act, such as sending mean messages or posting embarrassing pictures, but students did not report the roles involved in the aggression, such as being the bully, victim, or witness. Cyberbullying allows victims to become bullies in retaliation online without fear of immediate physical threats, common in traditional in-person bullying. Yet, with ready public sharing of comments and embarrassing photos, cyberbullying can have an even more devastating emotional consequence for victims. The big takeaway? Let's educate youth about how to respond with kind instead of mean humor, as just joking behavior can escalate to public bullying and having serious consequences for a victim's mental health, well-being, and academic achievement. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.